So for now, turn off the phone, perhaps turn off the lights, find a comfortable place to sit or lie down, and allow yourself to go on this wondrous journey. Take a deep breath in, and let it out. And pull your attention away from the outer world, and begin to focus on the inner world, the world of the energy body, the place where spirit and matter, mind and body, heaven and earth, come together within you. And know that this core within you is unique to you. You are the only one on the planet that has exactly your configuration, exactly your patterns. You are unique, and you are awake. And you have an awareness that is capable of exploring your own workings. So we begin this journey, like any journey, by getting into a vehicle. That vehicle is your body. It's equipped with everything you might need. It has storage, it has steering, has ways to see, ways to express itself, ways to remember. Everything you might need to go on this journey. But you only get one per lifetime. So it's very important to be good to that body, to develop it and make sure it doesn't break down on the journey. And in fact, the vehicle is so important that without a body, you're simply a nobody. So to take the journey, we must get down into our body. Into our body, into the core, that's where the chakras reside. And we can't do any work on our chakras from outside. We must get down inside them. So allow yourself to come deep into the cells of your body. Here you learn how to drive that body, where the brakes are, where the gas pedal is, where the steering wheel is. We have to learn these things before we can take the journey. We have to make the vehicle our very own. We have to make sure it's healthy and functioning. And so we get in the vehicle, and we know that that vehicle is on the ground. The journey we take begins on the earth plane, wherever you are right now. That means the journey includes the mundane aspects of your life, like cooking food and washing dishes and paying bills and going to work. These are things that each of us do every day, and they must be part of the journey, not something separate. So in the first chakra, we deal with the element earth. We deal with everything that is practical, physical, everything that is involved in maintaining our survival, maintaining support of the body itself, the vehicle that takes us on the journey. Here we look at roots, for the name of this chakra, Muladhara, means root support. It is the roots that go down into the element earth, and the roots that bring us the support, the strength, and the nourishment for our growth. So here at the first chakra is a red lotus of four petals, within which is a square, within which is a downward-pointing triangle, saying that the divine energy of the body begins in the earth and rises up into consciousness, expanding as it goes. So feel yourself rooting into the earth, allowing your energy to fall down to the base of the spine, down to the legs and the feet, down to the earth below you. Here at the root chakra is where you find your physical identity. That's the part of you that can identify with your physical body, that identifies when you're tired or hungry or need exercise or need to be touched. And by identifying with your physical body and its needs, you're better equipped to keep yourself alive. So the orientation of that physical identity is self-preservation. We must meet that requirement in order to go on in the journey. So take a moment to affirm that physical identity as the ground of your being, allowing it to descend into the roots and anchor you, giving you a firm foundation for the journey. And once we are in our vehicle with a firm foundation, the next step on a journey is to get the vehicle moving. This takes us into the realm of Chakra 2, the Svadhisthana Chakra, whose name means one's own place. To get things moving, we must stir up the forces within the energy body. And what stirs up the forces is the emotions, the feeling of desire that makes us want something. When we want something, we literally get up off our butts and go get it. So we get up off the first chakra and we move through life. Pleasure invites us to move and expand. And opening to the sensations, which are gateways between the outer and the inner world. As these gateways open, information comes into the inner world through the senses and stimulates consciousness. When consciousness is stimulated, it expands, which means it moves. So from the contracted earthbound place of the first chakra, we start to yield and flow with the element of water in the second chakra. So here we come into the sacral area of the body. We find a lotus of six petals, a warm glowing orange. In the center of the lotus is a crescent moon, the smile of the second chakra, the smile of the energy body that occurs when there's pleasure, when you feel good, when your emotions are positive. Dropping down into the second chakra, we come into contact with our emotional identity. That means you can identify when you're angry, or scared, or excited, or happy. It's important to be able to identify those emotions so we know what we feel, because this is the first level of information coming into the body that tells us which way to move. If something feels good, we tend to move toward it. If something feels bad, we tend to move away. So the emotional identity is oriented to self-gratification. It's oriented to making us feel good, which is a way of keeping us in contact with the inner world. Because when there's pain, that's when we tend to distance from ourselves. When there's pleasure, that's when we tend to come down inside the body. So in the second chakra, we open to the flow of feeling, the waters of emotion, the gateway of the senses. And in our final moments, all these fall into the realm of sexuality, where we take these qualities to connection with another person. In this chakra, we balance the polarities of the self, left and right, up and down, inner and outer. By balancing these polarities, we come into a unity within the core. With our vehicle grounded and then moving, the next job is to steer that vehicle. That's the job of the will, and that brings us into the third chakra. The third chakra is related to the element fire. It's our vitality, our get up and go. You might even think of it as the engine of the vehicle, as well as the steering wheel. It takes will to get through the parts that don't flow so easily, the parts that are challenging, the parts that take work and effort. This is the job of the third chakra, the center of personal power. Personal power comes from the deep interior of the body, where consciousness descends from the top and meets the energy flowing up from the bottom, literally the fuel that is made by matter and movement, and the consciousness directs that energy into some kind of activity. So here you imagine a lotus of 10 petals, just like you have 10 fingers, a golden yellow like the yellow of the sun or the fire, in which is a downward-pointing triangle, again, the triangle of fire, rooting itself down into the earth and expanding up into spirit. The goal of this chakra is to create mastery, so that through practice, through attention, through focus, and through intention informing your activity, you gradually develop mastery of your energy body in order to achieve your purpose or goals. This is not a matter of control as much as it is of directing, that you embrace the energy body within you and learn to subtly direct it into the places you want it to go. And that might mean directing your body in different yoga poses or practicing the piano or running or dancing or whatever form you practice. It might mean directing your energy body to create projects, to finish your tasks. It is the consciousness within that directs this energy coming up from the bottom. And this is a very tricky chakra. As fire transforms matter to heat and light, this chakra is a chakra of transformation, transforming the world around us. It is oriented to the ego identity, our concept of self. The ego identity is the executive identity that decides what to do, who to hire, who to fire, what the game plan is. And its orientation is to self-definition. This creates a coherent unity in the self, one that is important at the third chakra level, and yet we don't want to be bound by our self-definition, because if we are, then we're extremely limited, and we don't go any farther on the journey. So now we come to the midpoint of our journey. The fourth chakra, the chakra of the heart. And if we imagine taking our vehicle and getting it rolling and steering it, you have to have some space to be able to move into. So the fourth chakra opens to the element air, the spaciousness that really allows you to expand. The name of this chakra is Anahata, which means sound that is made without any two things striking, or the meaning of unstruck, unhurt. We enter this chakra when we are no longer hurting ourselves or another, and instead open to that divine realm of love, of relationship, of connection, of understanding of both self and other at the same time. This chakra is over the heart area, and as the element air relates to breath, it also includes the lungs and the chest, and the inside of the arms and the hands where we reach out to touch another. We work on this chakra largely through the breath, through expanding the chest, and through transcending the ego of the third chakra in order to get beyond ourselves enough to really embrace another. The fourth chakra is a green lotus of 12 petals within which is 2 intersecting triangles. The downward-pointing triangle that we had in first and third chakra, which is spirit coming down, rooting into matter, and the upward-pointing triangle, which is matter expanding up into spirit, piercing the chakras as it goes. And this 6-pointed star says that spirit and matter are perfectly in balance at this center point of the chakra system. So take a breath in and feel the balance within you. Inhaling and exhaling in balance. The inner world and the outer world connected and balanced. Masculine and feminine, light and shadow, mind and body, all coming into balance within you, which ultimately brings a deep sense of peace. the identity of this chakra is our social identity. This is where we relate to other people. And in many senses, this is the persona that we put on in order to interact socially in the outer world. But underneath that persona is what we call the authentic self. To open the heart chakra is to come into self-acceptance of our authentic self and to be able to bring that into relating to others in the outside world in a way that is full of compassion and understanding and joy. This brings us to the fifth chakra, whose element is sound, the realm of vibration, communication, creativity. Its name, Vishuddha, means purification, for it is here that we purify the energy body for the states of higher consciousness in the upper chakras. It is here we filter the many, many thoughts that go on in our minds and distill them down into the ones that we actually speak of and act upon. In the body, it relates to the throat and the neck and the shoulders and the back of the arms. And the neck is literally the bottleneck of the whole system. It is the narrowest place in the chakra system. So it's the great distiller, the great translator between mind and body. It is a lotus of 16 petals. On each of these petals are the vowel sounds of the Sanskrit alphabet, and the consonants are on the petals of all the lower chakras. And in the Hindu tradition, the vowels are the energy of spirit. So here is where we start to transcend the physical world and enter the symbolic world of communication as a link between the mundane world and the archetypal world of spirit. In this chakra, you relate to your creative identity. And that identity is oriented to self-expression, whether you create as a painter, or how you set the table, or how you dress, or whether you write or sing or dance. Each of these is a self-expression that is an act of communication from the inner world to the outer. And in order to really travel into the complexities of our journey, we need to be able to see where we're going. How else can we join the map to the territory? The role of vision is what helps us navigate on our journey. It helps tell us where we're going. We pick some place that we want to go, and we look at the map, and this shows us how to get there. So it has a certain future orientation that we pick our goals and visions. The element of this chakra is light. Light is what enables us to see, whether it is the inner light that occurs within the psyche, within the dream world, within our visualizations, or the light that enables us simply to see where we're going in the outer world. The name of this chakra is Ajna, which means both to perceive and to command. For it is here that we perceive or see where we're going, to see the patterns where we say, oh, I see. In the body, it's often called the third eye, that psychic place between our two physical eyes deep in the center of the head, where we dream, where we see visualizations when we close our eyes and have imaginings, where we have insight and intuition. Here we come to a lotus of only two petals. Again, we have a downward pointing triangle, pointing down into the manifested world, within which is the seed sound of the primordial Om, the sound of all creation. I think of the two petals as the two physical eyes, and the third eye as the center that perceives through these eyes and makes meaning out of it. Here we have our archetypal identity, which is oriented to self-reflection. It shows us the bigger picture of where we're going and the mythic meaning of our journey. And then at last we come to the crowning glory of the whole chakra system, the crown chakra at the top of the head, the thousand-petaled lotus. which is what its name Sahasrara means. This is related to the element thought, or really consciousness itself. Here we find that consciousness is the awareness that is really operating all of the chakras. But in the seventh chakra, we encounter that consciousness in its purest form, removed from the mundane aspects of existence, removed from the emotions and what we're doing and relating to and creating, and opening to the divine realm of consciousness itself, to the divine, expansive, limitless realm of the heavens. In the body, it relates to the top of the head, the cerebral cortex, the mind, the intelligence, and the inner witness that is behind everything we say or do or see or feel. Here we discover our universal identity, which is the true meaning of self-knowledge, that we know that what we are is a spark in the mind of God, Goddess, however you perceive the divine to be, a universal awakening that is the mystic knowledge of who we really are. So now that we've traveled through these seven chakras, and you know a little bit about the territory, you know that you can come up, you can come down, you can travel in and out. We look at the ones that are opened or closed or stagnant or full or constricted. And we learn how to balance the chakras themselves so that we can come down when we need to come down and really be present with mundane demands in our world. We can go up into the lofty realms of the spirit and psyche when we want to experience that bliss of transcendence. We can come down into the middle where we relate to others in the interpersonal chakras. And we can exist on the full spectrum of human aliveness, body, mind, and spirit, integrated as one comprehensive whole.